Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I believe if you are going to invest in something, you have to understand it. You don't have to be the end all be all and, you know, the number one expert, but you have to understand it. And so I understand real estate. I'm like, okay, you can touch, you can feel this house. It's real. It's sitting right here. And so out of all of the strategies, I found a short-term rental investing, also known as Airbnb investing, to be one that could help us accelerate our savings anywhere from 3x what you would expect from just a regular long-term rental to 10x even.
Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Can you have the best of both worlds? Can you work a job that you love while being a really successful real estate investor and build wealth? Well, if you're Rachel Gainsborough, the answer is yes. Rachel was facing what so many of us face, huge, huge student loans. I'm talking over $500,000, and a passion to figure out a revenue stream that would help her create a life she didn't need a vacation from. After a lot of research, Rachel found short-term real estate rentals, mainly through Airbnb, and was able to create a 5x her investment revenue stream, which just basically changed her life and her family's. On this episode, we dive into Rachel's story of success as she shares with you how to find the right properties for short-term rentals, how to avoid some of the biggest mistakes when it comes to real estate investing, and how to work a 9-to-5 job and still be a successful real estate investor. I hope this episode inspires you to think that if Rachel can do it, you can do it too. Let's start talking. Rachel, I am so excited to have you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Shauna. What an important topic that you're covering. And we're just so grateful for all that you're putting out there for the community.
Thank you. Well, it helps to have amazing guests like yourself to bring all these, these conversations to life. And when I was prepping for our interview, I read your background, and I love that you have this great immigrant story and how unique your American dream journey has really been. You were born in Haiti, raised in Miami. You became a doctor, no less, and you were left with what many of us face, very hefty student loans. I believe the number is somewhere over $500,000, which is a lot. And you found Airbnb investing. You own 18 different properties. And somehow you miraculously balance like being a healthcare professional by day and rental investor by night. But before we dive into your story a little bit more, I really just want to talk about the state of the real estate market right now. You know, what's going on with the market? And I guess the further question is, does it still make sense to become a rental investor with the current climate?
Oh, what a great question. And I hear this question asked a lot in the communities that I'm a part of, because you're right. There has been some drastic changes. We have higher interest rates. We have a cost of entry that is higher over the last, I would say, 12 months or so than what we have seen in the past. But what's interesting, Shauna, is for those who are looking to invest, for those who are looking to purchase their first or next property, we're finding that those who are selling are willing to negotiate more than they have been willing to in the last 2 years. So there are deals out there more so than before. And I still am confident that now is still a great time to get in. Yes, the interest rates are higher if you're looking to purchase a property using a lender. However, there are some tax benefits and legislation around some tax benefits that are out there that could benefit a lot of those who are buyers in the market today.
Do you know any? Can you give us a little bit more information about some of those tax benefits?
Yeah. So for full disclaimer, I'm not a tax accountant or any of that. But one of the tax benefits that members of my community have been taking advantage of is the bonus depreciation that comes with purchasing a short-term rental. So it's a loophole, if you will. If you purchase a short-term rental, you can accelerate the depreciation on that property on the passive losses. So say, for instance, the cost of the cabinets, the cost of the furnishings, the cost of the roof, all of that is segmented out by a specialist. And instead of taking the depreciation year over year over the next, let's say, 27 or 30 years, you can take it all in year one. You can take 100% of the losses or the tax write-off year one in 2022. 2023, it's 80%. 2024, it's 60%. So leveraging that has made such an impact for so many of the members of my community, because at 100%, it really helps to offset your W-2 or offset your other business taxes that you're paying. And the benefit can exceed the interest rate that a lot of people are hesitant to move forward with.
Yeah, that is a great advantage. And I would say if you're listening and you're intrigued by this, talk to your accountant for sure. But I actually did this when I purchased an SUV about 10 years ago. I was able to take almost the entire depreciation in year one. And so the beauty of it is what you were saying, Rachel, is it could significantly lower or even take away your taxable income, if you will. So that is an awesome advantage to know about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so for those who are hesitant, that's why I emphasize taking a look at that to see whether or not it's something that your tax accountant or your tax strategist feels is a good financial plan for you. Everyone has a different profile, right? But if you're able to leverage their expertise, and if they are well-versed in the real estate world, they can definitely give you some insight on that. So I really believe that this can exceed, you know, any of the interest rate hikes that we're seeing with purchasing properties right now.
Well, I would love to hear your story, Rachel, of like the very first investment property that you had, if you can kind of take us back then, when you were like, hey, you know, why don't I do both things? Like, why don't I be this healthcare professional and also be an investor?
So for me, it started after we were able to climb that peak of getting rid of quite a bit of our student loan debt. We looked around and we saw, okay, great. We don't have this mountain of debt, but we didn't have any savings, Shauna. And so that was a little bit concerning. We were raising two boys at the time, and we really didn't have a significant amount of savings. And so we started to strategize, okay, what would this look like? How do we accelerate our savings? And we looked at all of the real estate investing strategies, as well as some other strategies as well, like maybe investing in somebody else's company, like a startup, right? You know, and we saw that the risk was there. You know, it's hit or miss if you're going to hit or just completely flop. Bitcoin had come out at the time, so cryptocurrency was one thing we looked at. We didn't quite understand it, so we moved on to real estate.
Next,
like, okay,
yeah.
Next. And that's one thing I believe in. I believe if you are going to invest in something, you have to understand it. You don't have to be the end all be all and, you know, the number one expert, but you have to understand it. And so I understand real estate. I'm like, okay, you can touch, you can feel this house. It's real. It's sitting right here. And so out of all of the strategies, I found a short-term rental investing, also known as Airbnb investing, to be one that could help us accelerate our savings anywhere from 3x what you would expect from just a regular long-term rental to 10x even. And so we started off, you know, with some of the other strategies. We looked at wholesaling. We looked at syndications. We didn't go all in on them yet. As a matter of fact, I remember driving to this property in Alabama. Allegedly, it was $17,000. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be great. But as you get closer and closer to this particular property, we weren't in Kansas anymore, to say the least. So it just became really concerning that, okay, this space does not feel safe. And then as soon as we arrived at the property unfortunately looked like it had been caulked or duct taped together. The roof was caving in. I know, that little glimmer of gold and the sun, all of that we had seen in the photos was a very different perspective. And so that's when I quickly realized I'm not going to be one of those, you know, fix and flippers that you see on HGTV, right? Like, that's a whole project. That's a whole other job. But I wanted something that would, I could just kind of walk in to, if there are a few things to be done, like carpet and paint, I can start to generate revenue within 30 to 60 days. That became my goal at that point. I said, okay, I can't project manage a year-long renovation. I have to find a property that is ready to go. And by, you know, the second month or so, I already have my mortgage covered and then start generating cash flow that way. And so that changed the criteria for our purchase. We ended up purchasing a property within, I would say, 2 miles of where we lived. Wow. It was for like $280,000 or $290,000 was the purchase price. But the area, the property values were $400,000. So I was very familiar with it. It did need a roof replaced. So there was a company, they replaced the roof in 3 days. It needed carpet. It needed paint. So all in, we were at about $19,000 all in. That's with you know, the down payment, even, because we had found a company that was a local bank that was willing to do a 5% down, which was great. And then the roof was about $7,000, and then furnishings. And so for about $20,000 or maybe $20,000, $25,000, we started our journey, and that house rented for anywhere from I would say $6,000 to $9,000 a month overall on a nightly rate, of course. And that was our very first short-term rental.
Wow. So I'm putting myself in the shoes of maybe somebody listening. You know, how do you walk into a property and assess like, okay, this just needs maybe some carpet and like a few little fixer items? Like, how do you know if you're getting a lemon of a house, or you're getting one where you could have your scenario?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I had consumed a lot of real estate related content via podcasts and books throughout the last year or two prior to that purchase. And I had an idea of the big things to look at. For instance, the mechanical things, AC, electrical, plumbing, roof. So those are going to be your big things that are be expensive to fix, but they're figure outable. So if you can assign a number to it, so the aha moment for me was, instead of thinking, oh, if it needs a new roof, I'm walking away. The better question to ask is, if it needs a roof, well, how much does that cost? And how much does that factor into my formula? Will I be, you know, losing money on the deal, or is it still a viable deal? And so I charted that out. I understood the big mechanical things. I understood how much those things would cost, like kind of a range of what it would cost. And I relied heavily on the inspector who is inspecting the property after we placed the property, an offer on the property, as well as contractor relatives and friends that I connected with as well, to ask them for their insights. So if there was consistency across the board, I felt confident, which there was, I felt confident that the property was a viable property.
Yeah, I like that. I like having this kind of idea of having a team in place, right? That helps you through this. And I want to talk about this shortly before we kind of dig deeper into short-term rentals, but I'm seriously addicted to like any TV shows that have anything to do with home buying, remodeling. I mean, you name it. I've probably watched it like at least a couple of times. And I just checked out your episode on Netflix on Buy My House with your husband. And of course, congrats on making a deal. That was fantastic. But tell us a little bit, you know, what was your experience like being on this show?
Oh my goodness. It was such an interesting experience, nevertheless. So this show was filmed, I want to say, over a year ago, like a year and a half ago. And it was just quite an experience. They had reached out to us based on the revenue that we're generating on this particular property that was on the show. And one of the data analysis tools that I use to evaluate short-term rentals, that company is called AirDNA. And they actually were working with this casting company to cast for the show. And they reached out, and we were interviewed. My husband and I were interviewed via Zoom. And they selected us and came out to the property. They filmed us here on site in Georgia at that property. And then they flew us out to New Mexico to film the second portion of the show, where us in the room with the tycoons. So that was in Albuquerque on their set. And that's a set of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, which I think is hilarious.
Oh, how fascinating.
Yeah.
Here's the place where the real estate deals are going to happen to you.
Exactly. It was such an interesting experience. But to be honest, after the filming had occurred, I hadn't heard back. I thought perhaps, you know, with all that's going on, maybe the show is not going to air anymore. And then at the end of August, I hear, oh, there's a show airing called Buy My House. And lo and behold, it was the show. So yeah, just a really interesting experience, nonetheless. A lot of wardrobe. You're in the, the green rooms and back for a while. Hurry up and wait. It was just different than what you someone like me would expect from, you know, show business. It's not just flashy lights all the time. It's like you're waiting and waiting.
guess. It's the hurry up and wait thing. You know, actually, you are about the third person who has mentioned AIR DNA to me. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So AIR DNA is a data aggregator. So they pull all of the data from all of the Airbnb and Vrbo listings out there. And the data would include, you know, the number of bedrooms, the nightly rate, the cleaning fees, the monthly revenue, the annual revenue. And it's actually my go-to tool when I start looking for a property. And then when I'm diving in even deeper, I'll go back and go in there. So there's like, it's freemium, right? So there's that free version that you can look and see maybe two or three data points. But once you get the paid version, you can go drill in a little bit more and see more data points, such as seasonality numbers, what that looks like, types of amenities that are more visible in that market, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. And I think what's interesting, I mean, data obviously is very helpful, right? And when you were on by my house and you were talking about your house in Peachtree, I believe, and near mm-hmm. Atlanta, and you were talking yeah. about the rental rates that you were getting from that house, and it was having to do with the movie industry that was in Atlanta. And so you were making just astronomical amounts of money each month from mm-hmm. this property. You know, I'm thinking as those of us listening, like if we're interested in this idea of like Airbnb investing and short-term rental investing, you know, how do we find like those little niches where there can be like so super profitable?
Yeah. So they're everywhere, believe it or not, Shauna. So there's two verticals that I serve. It is the movie industry, and the other vertical that I serve are individuals who are displaced from their home, unfortunately, due to, say, you know, a hurricane or a fire or a disaster. So if something were to happen to their home, because of their insurance coverage, they would be placed in another home that is of similar, you know, similar type,
value,
right?
Or, yeah, okay.
Yeah, just to preserve their lifestyle, so to speak. And so if you are in an area with, you know, really good schools, homes that are a little bit at the higher cost of living area, and the neighbor's home catches on fire and your home happens to be a rental, then based on the property value, you can get really lucrative monthly rent from the insurance company, essentially.
I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. I find it really interesting because, you know, I've read a lot of articles lately. I believe there was one I just read. I think it was in the New York Times, but I'm not 100% sure. But they were talking about like all the rental real estate that was bought in the last few years and how so many of the properties are not actually making decent cash flow and really costing owners more than they expected. So like thinking about the flip side, maybe like what are some of the red flags or what are some of the things that you should stay away from so that you can make sure that your property, you know, isn't one of those where nobody wants to rent it out?
Oh, that's a great question. So as it relates to a short-term rental investing, I could speak to that more than long-term rental.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So with short-term rental investing, you have to understand that that traveler, especially the luxury traveler, they're looking for an experience and they're going to be more select, right? And with the advent of Airbnb, we understand the vast majority of hosts have one or two homes on the property. They are middle-aged women. According to the data, Airbnb women made over, I want to say, it's either $5 billion. I hate that I don't have this on my cheat sheet or something at the moment, but like $5 billion in revenue, right? Last year, and outpaced men. And nothing against men. I have boys, my husband, you know, nothing against men. But it shows you that there is such an opportunity and there is gold, right? And being able to create your own business and being an entrepreneur and serving your clientele. But with that has come a lot of listings, a lot of different options for travelers, right? And so how are you going to stand out from the crowd? You need to ask yourself that. So whenever I'm going into a new market, whenever I'm looking to find my next property of where to invest, one thing that I look at is the occupancy rate of that entire market as a whole. And AirDNA, if you go to the free tool, the Rentalizer, you can Google AirDNA Rentalizer, the free tool, you can place any address that you want in there, and it's going to spit out for you the occupancy rate. And if it's below 50% occupancy rate, to me, that indicates there are not a lot of travelers in that area. I typically stay away from that market. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if there is more supply than demand, right, there's houses, but not enough people going to the houses, then that's not going to be a good fit. So occupancy rate is huge for me. And then after that, I just look into the various components in terms of my budget, purchase price, property value. So I look at those things. But once I get really granular, I'm looking at the property as a whole. As I'm driving to the property, whether I'm driving there physically or virtually, I'll do a Google pin drop to walk around the neighborhood. I want to see, what is the vibe there? Is it, you know, we have our, you know, cars parked on our lawn, tires on the front lawn. Does it look, you know, challenged? Does it look like the hood where I grew up in Miami? You know, that's going to be challenging to market that property to that select traveler, right? Because there's that component with, you know, the guests, they want to experience, you know, a luxury stay. And part of that is immersing themselves with nature sometimes. The other part is connecting with those they're traveling with. They want to reconnect with nature, the convenience of check-in and check-out. So those are the things that I would look at. If the property already has like smart locks, that's a plus for me. If not, I will place a smart lock there, because convenience is definitely the key for those guests to start, you know, to envision themselves as having a good stay there. That first interaction with the property is like, okay, I had to fumble around a lockbox to get the key. That, you know, kind of already dampers the impression of the property.
Interesting. I like that a lot. You know, I think, right, in real estate, the saying, right, is location, location, location. And I would imagine even with a short-term rental, it's probably even more so, because people are going there for whether it's a vacation or some sort of extended stay, and they want to be in an environment that feels comfortable to them, that maybe feels like home, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. I'm wondering, I mean, the answer could be no for sure on this, but I'm wondering, have you ever had a short-term rental that just, it didn't go right?
For me, yes, actually. So the one that didn't go right was one of the short-term rentals we purchased was in an area with an optional, quote unquote, optional HOA.
Optional. Okay, I'm understanding this now.
Right. I still don't understand it, to be honest with you. And so for all the listeners, just say no to HOAs unless, and I do have a caveat, unless the HOA is there to collect fees for really amazing amenities, such as like a lagoon pool, a golf course, or something really fun, right? A boat slip. if the community has those types of major amenities that they're collecting fees for that, yes, I understand having an HOA. So that must be present for me to even consider a property that has an HOA. But there's one more thing that has to be present as well. You have to have both. Number two is more than 50% of the properties that are in that HOA are short-term rentals so that I'm not outvoted. just say no to HOAs unless, you know, those things are present, because that's what tanked one of our short-term rentals is the optional HOA. They didn't want anything to do with having a short-term rental in that particular neighborhood. And so they were miserable. Our guests were miserable. They made each other miserable. And so less than a year, we sold that property because we didn't necessarily want to make the neighbors miserable. And we didn't want our guests to be miserable, right? Getting, you know, glared, you know, at by the neighbors and all of the things. It's just not a good, comfortable feel. So needless to say, that one did not go well.
I always like, thank you for your candor, because I like to share, you know, obviously when things don't always go as planned. And I think it's important to share those stories as well. I want to just circle back a little bit to your story in this massive amount of student loan debt, which I think we can all agree that student loans are sort of like the silent killer, right? Wealth killer many of us. And, you know, I know that so many of us listening have this idea of maybe wanting to start an Airbnb side hustle or second business. And you've actually done this with two careers. So tell us a little bit about, like, how do you manage to balance both careers without some like serious sleep deprivation?
Oh man, no, that's a great question. It did start with some of that because, you know, as you're starting something new, the anxiety's there. You're wondering, okay, did I remember to do this? Did I remember to do that? And I will warn you, with short-term rentals or Airbnb or setting up a property, it's never quite perfect. And you can spend forever zhuzhing things up. You got to kind of give yourself a deadline and just stop, right? Like, you know what, this is going to have to be enough. And you just walk away from it. But definitely the support of my family has been really, really key. So my husband and I, he has a background in psychotherapy. So he has a practice and he served the Atlanta Public School system for years. And so he and I, we tag teamed it. You know, he took care of a lot of the maintenance requests and helping coordinate with cleaners. And I took care of guest communications and the billing side of things until we were able to get a lot of that automated and outsource quite a bit of it with like one virtual assistant who helps us with guest communications. And of course, cleaners, we have a cleaning team, three deep. We learned you want to be three deep because one has a conflict, the other is ill, and then you need a third one. So our backup is actually an app called Turnover B&B. We use that app, which is great because you can see the reviews of the cleaners and, you know, the host that they previously served to see whether or not it's a good fit. So using apps like that, you know, to find those service providers have come in during a pinch for sure.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Well, Rachel, I'd love for you to give us a little bit of a pep talk. So if we're listening and we want to start investing in short-term rentals, but maybe we're thinking, you know, it just isn't possible. Maybe we don't have a lot of cash, or we're kind of doubting ourselves. Like, you know, can we do it? Like, what do you think? Like, what should our action plan be if we're interested in getting started, but we have no idea where to start?
Oh, I love that question. Okay, so here's the deal. First of all, everything is figure outable, right? So if you want to do it, you absolutely can do it. And if I were starting out from the very beginning, say I even had student loan debt and, you know, just newly graduated, what I personally would do is find a way to purchase something that has an opportunity to house hack. And I would start there. And so what house hacking is, say you purchase a duplex for, you know, $200,000, you wouldn't, of course, have to pay the $200,000 on day one. I know some people feel as though cash is the only way to purchase a property, and I honor that and I respect that. But really, you may qualify for something as low as like 3% down or 10% down, you know? So for less than $10,000, you can be in that property. And if it's a two-family property, meaning, you know, you can live in one portion and someone else lives in the other portion that you're able to Airbnb, I think that's such a great place to start. And this is a question that I get asked by a lot of med school students who are about to graduate with all the debt. And I told them, you know, when I left, I graduated from school with a whole lot of airs. I had put on so many airs, and I thought, oh, I'm going to be this big woman with all this money. I didn't count the cost of the debt. So I went and bought a big old house, went to the Range Rover boutique. I thought I had it made, but come time for the student loans to be, you know, paid for, it was in absolutely astronomical. We ended up selling everything and living in an apartment to pay off debt. So don't do what I did. Going back, I would have house hacked, bought one property that has the opportunity for two different families, you know, to live there, like a duplex, and start there. That's where I would start, because everything is figure outable. You just never know. You know, some of us are sitting on, you know, an asset, a property that has an opportunity in the backyard to create like a really cool glamping experience, right? I've seen someone renting out a hammock for $50 a night in Oregon. I'm like, what in the world? And so your imagination is only your limitation. So, you know, of course, take a look at your regulations in the area that you're looking to invest to really understand what that looks like. But everything is figure outable, really. This is a sharing economy. You got this. Go for it. And, you know, reach out if you need any support. There are a lot of people out there willing to support you.
Okay, so we are headed into the end of another crazy year. A lot of us are really looking forward to turning that calendar over to 2023. Some are even saying that 2023 could be the biggest new year, new you year. We'll see. But if you could peer into a crystal ball, Rachel, like, what do you think the 2023 rental real estate market, what is it going to look like?
Oh, I love it. I really think, especially with the short-term rental, it is going to continue to provide experiences for those who are looking for like those unique stays. I know I alluded a little bit to those glamping experiences, but I think it's going to get bigger and better. Those dome houses, I see people building out entire dome communities, which I don't know if you've seen them before, but they're just really unique and cool looking. And I know people who are just flying out to the middle of nowhere to go and stay in this dome community. I mean, which is awesome, right? Places that you probably wouldn't think to visit, but because it has this really unique, you know, experience, people are willing to go there. I really believe people want to experience something different. They want to live their best life, even maybe an Instagrammable inspired type of life. And if you're a short-term rental host, if you're an Airbnb host, simply putting a wallpaper on a wall that has neon lights, you know, something like that could really draw those individuals in who are looking for those unique experiences. So definitely, I think it's still such an opportunity for those who are looking to get into this space, but really just getting laser focused on what it is that you really want and figuring out who you need to partner with or what resources you need to make that happen, because you can make it happen.
When I was a practicing financial planner, I got to peek into a lot of people's money situations. And I can tell you the wealthiest of those, they all had some form of real estate, whether it was commercial, rental, short-term, you name it. Investing in real estate, yes, it's not for everyone, but it certainly is a way, if done right, that you can build substantial wealth. The beauty is that you have someone like Rachel ready and willing to share it all with you and help you shortcut your path to success. If you'd like to connect with Rachel, you can find her on Instagram at short.term.gems. And be sure to grab her free resource, 75 Cities with the Highest Profitability, at 75gems.com. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love if you share it with your friends and family members. Help them get in on the action of short-term real estate investing. As always, you can head to the show notes for all the links to our episode guest, as well as our amazing sponsors that make this show possible. I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.